small towns and in big cities. He came together as Democrats, Republicans, and Independents to stand up and say that we are one nation, we are one people, and our time for change has come. Today, I say to you that the challenges we face are real. They are serious and they are many. They will not be met easily or in a short span of time. But know this, America, they will
tonight,
be met.
I can report to the American people and to the world that the United States has conducted an operation that killed Osama bin Laden, the leader of Al-Qaeda,
go.
And a terrorist who's responsible for the murder of thousands of innocent men.
Today, for the first time since 2004, all three U.S. automakers are operating at a profit. Don't bet against the American worker.
I've come here to Cairo to seek a new beginning between the United States and Muslims around the world. One based on mutual interest and mutual respect.
For nearly 9 years, our nation has been at war in Iraq. So as your commander-in-chief, and on behalf of a grateful nation, I'm proud to finally say these two words, welcome home. And I'm hopeful. I am hopeful. I'm fired up too. I am hopeful. I am hopeful. I am still hopeful. Because of a deeper shift that we're seeing. A transformation not only written into our laws, but woven into the fabric of our society. It's progress led not by Washington, but by ordinary citizens. It happens when a father realizes he doesn't just love his daughter, but also her wife. It happens when a soldier tells his unit that he's gay, and they tell him they knew it all along, and they didn't care because he was the toughest guy in the unit. It happens when a video sparks a movement to let every single young person know they're not alone and things will get better. It happens when people look past their ultimately minor differences to see themselves in the hopes and struggles of their fellow human beings. That's where change is happening. And that's not just the story of the gay rights movement, that's the story of America.
If we see this conflict only from one side or the other, then we will be blind to the truth. The only resolution is for the aspirations of both sides to be met through two states where Israelis and Palestinians each live in peace and security.
If we believe that the spread of nuclear weapons is inevitable, then in some way we are admitting to ourselves that the use of nuclear weapons is inevitable. Just as we stood for freedom in the 20th century, we must stand together for the rights of people everywhere to live free from fear in the 21st century. And as nuclear power, as a nuclear power, as the only nuclear power to have used a nuclear weapon, the United States has a moral responsibility to act. We cannot succeed in this endeavor alone, but we can lead it. We can start it. So today, I state clearly and with conviction, America's commitment to seek the peace and security of a world without nuclear weapons.
Getting rid of Planned Parenthood. I want women to control their own health choices, just like I want my daughters to have the same opportunities as your sons. We are not turning back the clock.
At a certain point, I've just concluded that, for me personally, it is important for me to go ahead and affirm that I think same-sex couples should be able to get married.
I'm not naive. This goal will not be reached quickly. Perhaps not in my lifetime. It will take patience and persistence. But now we, too, must ignore the voices who tell us that the world cannot change. We have to insist Yes, we can.